You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Should we make a move, do you think?
Oh, not yet, please.
If we're going to visit these gardens.
There's plenty of time. I've eaten far too much, and I need to sit here for half an hour and quietly digest. That really was the most splendid picnic.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Isn't it lovely that so many people have turned out?
Most of the village, by the look of things.
The Queen should have a birthday more often.
Well, she does get two. I think we're also celebrating the great weight lifted from us all.
You mean the road scheme?
Yes, such a relief. Oh. David's got this big grin on his face all the time.
So have you.
Have I?
Well, whatever we're celebrating, it's wonderful to see the whole community coming together like this. I wish I could have persuaded Anna to come over.
I don't think it's her kind of thing.
Well, it should be. It's not good for her to spend every weekend all alone in that flat.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Fallon.
I thought you were doing teas in Linda's garden.
Oh, yeah, I'm just on my way there now. I just had to make an emergency cake delivery to the bull.
Emergency cake? How exciting.
Yeah, the picnic hampers have gone down a storm. They ran out.
And you had some to spare?
Well, they've emptied the freezer now. There's not going to be much left by the end of the day. Anyway, I'd better get on.
We'll see you later.
Oh, you haven't been round Linda's garden?
Not yet, no.
How's it going? Plenty of visitors?
Yeah, loads. Lots of complimentary feedback. Linda's really pleased.
Good.
Anyway, I better get there. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, look at those kids doing the conga.
George and Jake Grundy organising everyone.
Even the little one's having a go.
That's Poppy, William's youngest.
She's a pretty little thing, isn't she?
Takes after her mum. You can't see David anywhere, I suppose. Or one of the boys. I want someone to carry the picnic basket home while we look round the gardens.
Oh, there's David, over there with Shula.
Oh, yes.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Bert.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Young Rex is looking after the garden for half an hour.
That's nice of him.
You had any lunch?
No, not yet.
Well, sit yourself down. We've got loads left. Sandwiches and pork pie.
Well, if you're sure you can spare it.
Absolutely.
Jill prepared such a mighty picnic that even her grandsons couldn't finish it.
Well, tarry much.
I hear you saved the day on Friday.
Hey?
Building a fence for Linda.
Oh, well, I had a bit of help.
Oh, don't be so modest, Bert. You were the hero of the hour.
Well.
Anyway, how did it go yesterday with your garden?
Oh, pretty well.
Lots of visitors.
Yeah, fair number.
We shall be coming round this afternoon.
Well, you've seen it before.
Not in its full glory.
And it is looking very glorious from what I've seen.
I had one very unexpected visitor yesterday.
Yes?
Rob Titchener.
Really?
There with young Henry he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Weren't really the right place for him. I mean, he's still walking with a stick and not steady on his feet. And young Henry was rushing about the place in all the little nooks and crannies.
I hope none of Helen's family was there.
I didn't rightly know what to say to him.
Now, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Keep Linda away from here.
But like I said yesterday...
And Robert.
I am rather busy serving teas.
Waste of time, if you ask me.
No, it ain't.
I can't be watching the snails every minute.
Well, it feels like a right lemon sitting here in this dark smoke.
It's good, that smoke. It's authentic.
Ain't got us no orders, though, is it, eh?
Not yet, but there's been a lot of interest.
Well, a lot of idle curiosity, more like. Folks wanted to take selfies with the shepherd.
Well, you should be flattered.
Well, not one single person actually wants to buy their own shepherd's hut.
Oh, they will. Ah. We're never going to get another chance like this. Displaying our workmanship in such a perfect environment.
Wouldn't it be easier if you were just up front with Linda?
No.
Tell her you're using the occasion to advertise your business.
We tried that.
Oh, you mean you asked her?
She said no.
Oh,
which is why we need you to... Look out. Here she comes. Dad, quick, behind the hedge.
Oh, Lord.
Well, don't worry, I'll head her off. Too old. Linda, everything all right?
Ah, Fallon.
I see the crowds are flocking in again.
Yes. Although, I do despair of the general public sometimes.
Why?
Their ignorance of Latin.
You're having to explain resurgam again, are you?
One woman just now looked at the stone and asked me, perfectly seriously, if it was the gravestone of a dead pet.
Oh, dear.
It's not funny, Fallon.
Sorry.
Anyway, I just came to tell you that I'm taking half an hour off to go and have a look at Bird's garden.
Oh, eyeing up the opposition, are you?
Of course not.
Okay.
I simply want to pay appropriate tribute to the efforts of a fellow gardener.
Right.
Mm. Oh, smell that rose.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? It's astonishing how well they're blooming, given that they were only planted a few months ago.
Bert's green fingers.
Indeed. Oh, the man himself.
What do you reckon?
You've done wonders, Bert.
I've never seen such splendid delphiniums. Did you grow them from seed?
I did.
So this is their first year. That's amazing.
Frieda loved delphiniums.
I know.
Proper old cottage garden plants, she used to say.
I love the little Romany caravan.
Yes. That's down to you, Jill, pointing out the old hen house to Josh. I'm glad you did.
So am I. It looked lovely on Farm Sunday with his hens in it. And now...
You found the perfect spot for it.
It was a complete wreck, Carol. Bert's done a marvellous job.
Turned out all right, didn't it?
And it looks charming amongst those cornflowers.
Oh, my goodness, what's she doing here?
Who?
Linda.
Come to admire, like the rest of us.
You seen her garden yet?
Not yet. So perhaps we should make a move, Carol.
Bert! Hello!
Afternoon, Linda.
Hello. Afternoon. Isn't this magnificent?
Lovely.
What an abundance of bloom, Bert. You beat me hands down when it comes to a floral display.
Well, your garden's lovely in a different way.
Oh, well, yes. Its attractions are of a somewhat more understated nature. This a bit gaudy for you, is it, Linda?
No, not at all.
Right, Carol.
It's delightful.
We're just on our way to see yours, Linda.
Ah, see you soon, Bert.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, I think you've done wonders here.
Well, thank you.
And it's not a competition, is it? It's actually rather splendid that visitors have two such contrasting gardens to visit. And they wouldn't have if you hadn't so generously come to my rescue.
Well, like you said, it's not a competition.
What on earth?
What?
What's that little caravan doing there?
Ah, no. You mustn't go thinking I pinched your idea with the shepherd's hut and that.
Oh. Why would I think that, Bert?
It's just that I put a lot of work into that for Open Farm Sunday for young Josh. And I thought, well, it might look rather nice there among the cornflowers.
As indeed it does. Very nice. A perfect finishing touch to a thoroughly beautiful garden.
And no residents in there.
What?
No residents in the caravan.
Residents?
Like in yours.
What are you talking about?
Well, people coming round have been telling me about the old shepherd.
What?
In your shepherd's hut.
Shepherd?
Well, I assumed you'd got Robert to dress up.
Robert?
It's not him, then.
What do you mean, old shepherd?
Well, I'm only repeating what folks have told me.
How much longer are we going to carry on with this tomfoolery?
Only another couple of hours.
I've had enough. I really have.
Oh, come on, Dad. It's not exactly hard work. All you have to do is sit there in your smock.
It wouldn't be so bad if you let me smoke me pipe.
No. Linda would smell it. Nose like a bloodhound, that one.
Yeah, but if I stayed inside the hut and blew the smoke up the chimney...
No, Dad, it's too risky.
I'm bored.
Not long now.
Nobody's buying.
Look, the more people who see us, the better.
That's hopeless.
There's been loads of interest. Folks have taken my card and gone away to think about it.
Hiya.
Oh, well, hello.
How's it going?
Pretty Waste good.
Of time.
Okay.
Linda back, is she?
Not yet, no. But, I've just seen Kirsty.
She told me that Oliver and Caroline are back in Ambridge.
That's all I need.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Arrived at Grey Gables this lunchtime.
We knew they were coming.
But I still hope they'd have a change of heart and decide to stop in Italy.
Afraid not, no.
So all hope's gone. We'll be chucked at a Greens farm a second time.
We knew from the start we only had 6 months.
Might as well curl up and die now.
Look, we don't have to leave just yet. So it's not the end of the world.
Tis for me, son. Tis for me. I was written to finish me days at Greens Farm, where I belong.
Eddie!
Oh, no, she's back.
Eddie!
Oh, flipping heck.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I can't help you this time. I'll see you later.
Oh, another couple of hours and we'd have got away with it.
How dare you? How dare you? After I expressly forbade it.
Can we go home now?
We're not doing any harm.
We're not doing any harm. Hustling for business in my garden on Her Majesty's birthday.
You weren't hustling.
Hijacking the opening of the Resurgam garden for your own tawdry commercial purposes.
Yeah, how much good has it done us?
But ain't it supposed to be?
Can you not see how grotesquely inappropriate that is?
Supposed to be about a new start after the flood.
It is supposed to be a communal celebration.
And building shepherd's huts is a new start for us, ain't it?
I said no, Eddie.
Can I take this bloomin' smock off now?
You have deliberately flouted my wishes, abused my goodwill, trespassed on my garden, and shown a complete and utter lack of respect to Her Majesty the Queen.
What was that?
Don't try and distract me.
I'm not.
It sounded like somebody in pain.
I am in pain here, Joe. Now, will you please get out of my garden?
Linda!
Not now, Fallon.
No, you'd better come, Linda. There's been an accident.
What? Where?
By the stone. The Resurgam stone.
Carol, can you get up? Give me your arm.
No, don't. It's my arm that's hurt, my wrist.
Ooh. Oh, let me see. Oh, that doesn't look good. It might be broken.
No.
Richard Locke was here somewhere. Has anyone seen Dr. Locke?
No, I'm sorry.
Right, well, we'd better get you to A&E, I think. Get it x-rayed. Can you stand up?
Oh, just give me a minute.
What's happened? What's going on?
Carol's had a fall.
How? What happened?
Well, she was just taking a photograph.
I tripped over that wretched stone.
It's got to be this week, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
It's the only time Rex is out of the way.
It's just I've got these exams. My mum's on my back about revising.
Yeah, so today's no good?
No, today's fine. Just give me a couple of hours.
So what time?
About 10:30.
Hello?
Oh, well, yeah, I've got to go. 10:30 at Willow Farm, OK?
OK, see you later. Bye.
Rex?
No, it's me.
Oh, Toby.
Hello.
Well, this is a surprise.
A pleasant one, I hope.
I don't expect to see you this early in the morning. But where's Rex?
He's abandoned me.
What, permanently?
No.
He's supposed to be coming on a farm visit with me on Wednesday.
I know. He's been telling me all about it.
Has he?
He's so excited.
I shouldn't think he's going to find it very interesting.
Oh, but he gets a day out with you, doesn't he?
What?
Anyway, better get on. I haven't let the hens out yet.
Right. I'll leave you to it.
Do you want me to give Rex a message?
It's okay. I'll text him.
Oh, before you go, Pip, I've got a favour to ask.
Oh, yeah?
You know my blockbuster film?
Of Bert's garden?
No, of the hens and everything for our marketing campaign.
Oh, yeah. I hope you cut me out of it.
Well, not exactly. But I had some interesting feedback from Lillian, so I've re-edited it and added some new footage.
But this is Josh's business, Toby.
I know,
but it's nothing to do with me.
The point is, I've broadened the scope of it. And, well, the voiceover wasn't a great success. Gabrielle had a look and she agrees with me about that, but she's given the visuals a really professional finish.
And you're telling me this why?
Because I was wondering who I could get to do the voiceover, and the obvious answer is you.
Me.
So, will you do it?
Why me?
Because you are that unbeatable combination of born and bred farmer with gorgeously melodious voice.
Flatterer.
I'm serious, Pip.
I don't think so.
At least come and have a look at the film. What are you doing on Thursday evening? Come over to the bungalow.
It's my mum's birthday.
Oh, are you having a party or something?
No, she's going out with Dad.
Well then.
I don't know, Toby.
I'll cook you dinner.
You cook dinner?
Well, don't say it like that.
I thought you could only cook fry-ups.
You really don't know me at all, do you?
If you say so.
I have many hidden talents.
I'll take your word for it.
So you'll come.
Well...
Oh, go on. Say yes.
All right. It's all right, Jack. It's all right. It's coming. Come on. Come on. There. See? No need for that fuss. Mummy's not going to let you starve.
How are you doing?
Oh, you know.
Ooh, you look like how I feel. Knackered.
Not getting much sleep.
You and me both. And the night seems dead long, doesn't it? Banged up on your own with just your kid for company.
Mm.
And Jaden, he ain't got the hang of this sleeping at all. He's still waking up every couple of hours, bawling his head off. And this morning, I just that minute got him off when Mrs. Twit comes up.
Mrs. Twit?
Oh, you know, the tall, loud one.
Irene. Oh, she's all right.
Yeah, she's okay. Voice like a foghorn, though.
Yeah, she can be a bit loud sometimes.
How are we doing this morning? She goes. And of course, Jaden's wide awake again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you'd think she'd know better working here.
Oh, come on, Jack. That's not going to keep you going for very long. Come on, just a bit more. Come on.
Is he still not feeding properly?
Oh, I don't know why I'm bothering Kaz. I'm so sore.
Hmm. Well... They bang on enough about it, don't they? The midwives, what's good and all that.
Yeah, I know. Henry was much easier.
Were you bottle-fed?
No.
I was. My mum couldn't believe it when I breastfed Paige. She thought I was mad. Always telling me to give myself a break and give her the bottle.
Was she?
Yeah, she came round to it, though. Then Courtney was a nightmare. Oh, I know what you mean by sore.
I'd like to meet your mum.
Would you?
She sounds great.
Yeah. I'd be in trouble without her right now, and that's the truth.
Okay, Jack, okay.
Getting the hang of it, eh?
Well.
Yeah, you stick with it, Ellen. It's not as if you've got anything better to do, is it?
It was lucky Richard Locke was there.
Wasn't it just?
Mind you, there was nothing he could do, but... He drove us to the hospital.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Glad I didn't have to. Carol isn't the easiest of patients. There's your coffee. Oh. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Thanks.
She was complaining the whole way there. That it couldn't possibly be broken. Mm. She just wrenched it. And she didn't intend to spend the rest of that lovely afternoon waiting around in A&E.
Oh, did you have to wait ages?
No. Richard had a word with the triage nurse.
Oh, so you jumped the queue?
Well... It was obvious she was in pain, so it didn't take too long at all.
Well, that's something.
And she was sent home with a list of instructions about what she should and shouldn't do, but honestly, Pip, I suspect it's gone straight into the bin.
Oh, dear.
And when we finally got back to Glebe Cottage, I offered to go in and make her a cup of tea, but she wouldn't have it. Insisted she could manage. But things like filling the kettle...
It's pretty tricky with one arm.
And as for getting dressed and undressed...
Oh, and going to the loo.
And it is her right wrist.
Oh, and she's right-handed?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I rang this morning, but she didn't pick up. I'll pop round later. Mm. Hello, Josh.
Hiya. Mum around?
They're just sorting the lambs.
Oh, okay.
Do you want some coffee?
No, thanks. I'm just going to go out for a few minutes. Need a breath of fresh air. See you.
Hmm.
He's up to something.
Is he?
Mm. He has that furtive look about him.
No. Mm. He's just a bit stressed, poor lad. Remember what it was like doing your A-levels?
Poor Linda. It must have ruined her day.
Yes.
Carol tripping over a precious resurgam stone.
It rather took the shine off what was otherwise a very successful weekend for her.
What a shame.
But Robert was lovely. He told her they could enjoy her perfect garden together for the next 30 years.
Come on, sunshine. The sooner you get in the crate,
The sooner you'll get out.
Room for another one?
Yep.
Go in. In you go.
Right. Let's get this one on the pickup. You get the gate, I'll bring it.
How many is that altogether?
24.
Well, we're going to need twice that, aren't we?
At the very least. There we go.
I didn't realise it was going to take quite so long.
Your mum going to be after you?
It's not my mum I'm worried about.
Oh, well, what's your problem then?
Nothing.
No, come on. You've been looking over your shoulder ever since we got here.
I'm just a bit nervous about Neil showing up.
Josh, you have squared this with him, haven't you?
Not yet, no.
Ah.
It'll be fine. He'll be cool with it. I just don't want him turning up right now.
And catching us red-handed nicking his hens.
They're my hens, Toby.
Yeah, some of them.
And I do 90% of the work around here. Hardly ever see Neil these days.
They will make a heck of a lot more money laying upper-class eggs than you get for ordinary free range.
Exactly. Come on, let's grab the next lot.
Nice out here, innit?
Yeah.
Sun on your face. Watching the babies kick.
They're noticing each other, aren't they?
Suppose you're used to it, the great outdoors.
I wouldn't call this the great outdoors. Surrounded by 15-foot walls.
Where my mum lives, there's this brilliant park. I love taking Paige there. All that space. She just takes off. She just runs and runs and runs like she's never going to stop. I love watching her do that.
Oh, Cass. Yeah, Henry was like that, still is. Never walks anywhere if he can run. I remember him in our hay meadow.
Hello?
No, okay. It's nothing. Listen.
What?
Can't you hear it?
What?
The robin.
What? That bird singing? Oh, that's a robin, is it? They all sound the same to me. What? Don't look at me like that. I didn't grow up in the countryside. I couldn't tell a robin from a penguin.
I bet you know what one looks like, though.
Yeah, I'm not thick. Of course I do. Only from Christmas cards, though.
Oh, it's on that bush over there. Oh, look at Jack. He's trying to turn his head to see where the sound's coming from.
I can't focus, not yet.
No, but he can hear it, can't you, Jack? For a moment there.
What?
Sitting here in the garden with the babies on the rug and the robin singing. You can almost forget this is a prison.
Apart from them 15-foot walls.
Oh, look at them. Right at home straight away.
You don't think Neil's going to notice they're a bit thin on the ground back at Willow Farm?
Like I said, he hardly ever shows his face these days. Are you worried?
Far from it. You're a man after my own heart, Josh.
Anyway, he's too busy banging on about the referendum to be counting hens.
Oh, I get that from Rex. We have a moral duty to vote.
Yeah, Neil's the same. Still, it's the first year I've been able to vote, so I reckon I'll go.
Yeah, come on, let's get the next crate open.
OK, ready?
Yeah.
Come on, out you come.
You will tell him, though.
What?
Neil, about the hens. Save us trouble in the long run.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll square it with him and Hayley, don't worry. Although...
What?
You don't think it might be a bit crowded in here tonight?
No, it'll be fine.
And what's Rex going to say?
Don't worry about him.
But doesn't he think you've turned down the order from Morgan and Minster?
Yeah, this is why we had to do the transfer today. Give them some time to settle in before he gets back.
Where's he gone?
He's seeing clients today and tomorrow. He's out with your sister on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's off to a wedding, and he won't be back till Sunday night.
A four-day wedding?
There's a stag party in Dublin, and then the wedding's up on some Scottish estate. Rex has some very posh friends.
So you're on hen duty all this week?
Which is a pain, but needs must.
I'll give you a hand.
I thought you had exams.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe at the weekend.
Anyway, by the time Rex gets back, your hens will be laying like troopers. The Morgan and Minster order will be in the bag, and Rex will be singing our praises from the rooftops.
And weren't the gardens lovely? Especially Bert's.
We didn't get to see the gardens.
Didn't you?
We had Henry with us on Sunday and he'd been round with Rob on the Saturday.
With Rob?
Apparently.
Oh, wouldn't have thought gardens was his thing.
But Henry loved the picnic.
Oh, so did I. Such a treat to have the whole family and all our friends and neighbours all sitting there on the green together.
It was rather special, wasn't it?
Anyway, I best be off. I'll see you in the morning. Have a good evening. Oh, just one thing, Pat.
What?
Will Susan be in the shop again tomorrow?
No, I think we're covered for tomorrow. So she'll be back in the dairy. Why, are you finding it difficult without her?
No, I'm managing fine. Or at least I would be if she weren't calling me up every 5 minutes.
Susan is?
Yeah, will I bring over more yoghurt? Have we got this or that flavour of ice cream? I've been back and forwards to the shop half a dozen times this afternoon.
Oh, dear. Do you want me to have a word?
Oh, no. No, don't you worry about it. But it's just Susan, isn't it? The way she is. A bit...
Oh, look, there's Tony.
Bossy.
Wasn't expecting him for another hour.
Well, I'll say bye-bye. See you in the morning.
Yeah, bye. How'd you get on?
Fine. Good clear run on the way back.
How's Helen?
Better.
Oh.
They have a little garden at the mother and baby unit and she'd been sitting out in the sun. For the first time in months, she had a bit of colour in her cheeks.
And is she any happier?
Oh, happy's a big ass, Pat.
Yes.
But she was, well, better. So have you got on today without Tom?
We've coped.
Oh, good. He really needed a bit of time away from the farm.
And Jack. How's little Jack?
He's lovely. And I've got some good news, Pat. Oh, let's go inside, shall we? Get a cup of tea. I'm parched.
I didn't know they were back.
Oh, yeah, they got back Sunday. They're staying at Grey Gables. Right, here comes another fleece.
I'm ready.
There you go.
Cheers.
Oh, my back's starting to seize up.
Oh, not long now. Oh,
I'm dreaming of that first pint.
Oh, what's his name, the farmer?
Oh, Gwilym.
Gwilym, that's it. He says the pub's only 5 minutes up the road.
Yeah, I know. Jazz has already reminded me. Never forgets a pub.
So the Stirlings being back, does that mean your days at Grange Farm are numbered?
Yeah. They're coming over tomorrow, which means Mum and Em have gone into overdrive, scrubbing floors, cleaning windows. And I was glad to get away today, to be honest with you.
Oh, my good Lord. What's happened here?
Another flood.
But hey, what? Where's it all come from?
Up there.
Oh, no. Look at that ceiling.
I reckon we're lucky it didn't come down.
Yeah, but look at it. It's gone all brown.
I know.
Is it a burst pipe?
No. Joe decided to have a bath.
Oh, you're kidding me.
In the main bathroom, in the big bath with the claw feet and no proper overflow.
Oh, Emma.
And he put it to run, sat down with a glass of cider and of course he fell asleep.
When was this?
I don't know. I found it like this when I come in from work. And Joe spark out with a ferret on his lap.
Oh, how could he?
Well, I don't think it was deliberate.
I wouldn't be so sure. Where is he now?
Well, he's hiding up in his room. I called Nick and asked her to collect the kids from school, and I've been doing my best to mop up, but...
Is Eddie back?
Oh, only just. He's gone to borrow a dehumidifier.
We'll never get this cleaned up by tomorrow.
Well, yeah. So, I called the Stirlings, told them not to come.
What did you say?
I said we'd all gone down with a vomiting bug. So come in Friday instead.
Oh, Emma, you're a genius.
We're not going to get it all fixed by then. Well, it's not just the dining room it's come through. It's spread all over.
So I'll get to meet him?
Yes.
Oh, Tony, that's wonderful. So how does it work? You have to collect him from the prison?
Yes, Helen's allowed to nominate certain people who can take the baby out.
I had no idea she could do that. That's lovely.
I know it doesn't make up for not being able to see Helen.
Oh, but at least I'll get to meet Jack, my little grandson. Yeah. Oh, Tony, I can't wait.
Come here, Pat.
Oh, that's
probably Susan. She was going to cash up for me. Oh.
Good evening, Pat.
Good God.
What do you want?
To talk to you.
Why?
I have a proposition for you.
What sort of proposition?
Could I possibly come in, do you think, and sit down? I still find standing and walking rather painful.
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
How's Henry?
Oh, he's fine. Though it's a shame you didn't manage to hear him read on Sunday.
What?
Well, Mrs. Sharman was rather cross, so he said, that he hadn't managed to do his weekend reading.
He didn't have his book with him, did he?
Oh, he always does. You surely know that by now, in his bag. Anyway, never mind that. As you may have realised, next Sunday is Father's Day. But because of Helen's intransigence, I'm not able to meet my son, Gideon.
His name is Jack.
So I should like to spend Father's Day with my other son.
Oh. Sunday is our day with Henry.
Which is why I'm here. I thought, as a special favour for Father's Day, you might consider changing it.
Absolutely not.
I've discussed it with Henry, and it's what he would like.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you've talked him into it.
Hold on, Pat. What are you saying? You want us to have him on a different day?
Of course. I'm not trying to deprive you of your time with him. I was going to suggest that you should pick him up from school one afternoon next week.
No way. We'd hardly get to see him. We'd give him his tea and it would be time to bring him back to Blossom Hill.
What I had in mind was that he should stay overnight. Well, then you could have some playtime, give him his bath, read him his bedtime story. What do you say?
Now, what are we going to do about this rug?
We're soaked through. It'll have to go outside with the furniture.
Well, there's no way we can carry it out. It's not all sodden like this.
It'll have to wait till Eddie gets back, but... Well, let's roll it up and at least try and get the floor dry.
OK, I'll get this side.
Okay. Oh, why did this have to happen the one day Ed's not here?
It's always the way, isn't it?
They've probably finished shearing by now. They'll be off down the pub.
Well, you haven't told him about this.
No. There's no point ruining his evening and all.
No.
Oh, we had such a busy day in the tea room. I was really looking forward to putting my feet up.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. Going all right, is it, the tea room?
Yeah, it's been great since the shop reopened. Although Fallon reckons every other stranger that comes in is a spy from the Food and Drink Awards.
She never.
And she's had these really pretty cards printed with our contact details. On the other side, it says, tell us if you've enjoyed your visit.
Oh.
She reckons the judges will be scouring social media for reviews.
Are they doing that in the ball, aren't they?
Yeah. Kenton's nicked that idea. Fallon's a bit hacked off about that.
This rug is absolutely drenched.
And is it me, or does it smell a bit funny?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, Clary. We had the whole place looking really nice this morning. What have we done to deserve this?
There you go.
Oh, two packets of cheese and onion.
What have you done with Jazza?
Oh, he was trying to chat up the barmaid, but she wasn't interested, so he's trying his luck with those two over in the corner.
All right.
Where does he find the energy after a day's shearing?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. Anyway, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, that really hits the spot.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for a good day out.
Well, it's not the most thrilling way to spend the day, fleece rolling.
It was just what I needed. A day of mindless physical labour and an evening in the pub.
Yeah, now this is the best bit. There you go, have a crisp.
Oh, ta. Anyway, you were saying you've still got the tenancy on the land?
Yeah, it's a big relief. Even when they move back into the house, I've still got that. It's just, you know, deciding how to make the best use of it.
You don't want to go back into cattle?
It's not that I don't want to, Tom. I just haven't got the cash. Mm. And if we're not going to be living there anymore, I'd just be worrying all the time that they'd get nicked again.
And you don't want to carry on with what your dad's doing? Pigs?
No, pigs are okay, but we need something else. You know, we've got the land.
True.
And the contracting work, that's really taken off for me.
That's good.
I haven't got huge amounts of time.
Sheep?
Yeah, maybe. Although to make any money out of a commercial flock, you need the numbers.
Well, what about a pedigree flock? Sell breeding stock?
Yeah, no, that's just what I was thinking. Texels.
Oh, great idea. You can't go wrong with them.
Well, if you can get the breeding right, you can make good money.
Oh, so I'll gather. Get a decent line going, and in a few years, you could be raking it in.
Yeah, well, I can dream, I guess.
Oh, no.
What?
Jazza. He's sitting between those two girls with his arm round the blonde one.
What, she's not slapped him yet?
No, still smiling. How does he do it?
As I said, this isn't just for my benefit.
Yes, yes.
It's what Henry wants to.
You made your point.
So you'll give me a ring?
Yes.
Good night, Pat. Tony.
Good night. I'll be in touch. Oh, I thought he'd never go.
Unbelievable. The sheer barefaced cheek of the man, how he has the nerve to come here. Do we even set foot in this house after he kidnapped Henry from us?
He's obviously genuinely fond of the boy.
I don't believe for a moment that Henry actually asked to spend Father's Day with him. It's just a line Rob's fed him.
But Pat, like it or not, Henry thinks the world of him.
Oh, you do want to be with me on Father's Day, don't you, Henry? Poor little Mike's not going to say no, is he?
So what are we going to do?
We're going to refuse.
Are we?
I don't know why you're even bothering to consider it.
I just wonder if we ought to, you know, at least make a show of being cooperative. With a hearing coming up, I don't want us to make things worse for Helen.
This is an agreement that was put in place by the court, an agreement he insisted on, remember?
Oh, yes, that's true.
He can't go messing around with a court order just because he feels like
but
it.
Pat...
It's how he operates, Tony. He's using Henry to make us comply.
Maybe so, but we don't want to make things worse for Henry either.
We have to stand up to him, Tony.
I don't know, Pat.
There is no way I'm going to let him push us around like this.
Where have you been?
I took Phoebe into college.
What's wrong with the bus?
Oh, it's her English exam this morning. She was in a bit of a state and worried that the bus might be delayed.
But you're off on holiday any minute.
Yes, I know. And you will look after Phoebe while I'm away, won't you?
Well, I'm not getting up at the crack of dawn to drive her into college.
But you'll make sure that she eats properly. And could you try and stop Kate from interrupting her while she's revising?
I will do my best.
And please, Lillian, just keep the noise down.
When do I ever make a noise?
Oh, no, not you. Kate.
Are you going to be fretting about Phoebe all the way to Venice?
No, I'm just aware of how important these exams are to her.
Don't worry, darling. We'll be good. Now, have you said goodbye to Mum?
No, not yet. It's a bit early for her. And I did actually pop in on Tony and Pat on my way back from Worcester.
Mm, how are they?
Oh, you know. Just seems to be one body blow after another.
Why? What's happened?
Oh. They'd had a call from, what's it called? CAFCAS, is it?
What's that?
Well, it's the Child and Family Court, something or other. Anyway, it's all to do with this business of Rob's trying to get custody of Henry and the new baby. And, you know, this person who rang, well, I'm sure it's standard background check stuff, but she wanted to know if Pat and Tony had any criminal convictions or mental health problems.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. And then on top of that, they had a visit from Rob.
Did they? Mm,
trying to change the access arrangements.
Oh,
Alice!
Hello, darling.
Are you not working?
I've got a few days off.
Oh, I thought that boss of yours didn't approve of days off.
Oh, he doesn't. I mowed loads of holiday.
So what have you got planned?
Nothing. Putting my feet up. Although I am off out today.
Mm, where are you going?
Just for a jaunt. Chris is doing a job somewhere down towards Gloucester, so I thought I'd go along for the ride. I've just come to say goodbye, Mum. Oh, and have a lovely, lovely time.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, Venice on the Orient Express. I am wildly jealous.
Oh, yeah, Toby was telling me. What, some minor royal of your acquaintance is getting hitched.
Ollie,
He's only a baronet.
Only?
He's an old mate of mine from school.
Oh, well, we didn't get many baronets at Borchester Green.
So I'm away till Sunday night.
You think you can trust Toby to keep all the birds alive till then?
Actually, he seems to have turned over a new leaf.
What gives you that idea?
He's been up at the crack of dawn the last few days. And he really hates mornings.
Yeah, I know.
So, fingers crossed. Anyway, how are things with you?
Fine.
Cow's doing okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Though I'm hoping I'll learn a thing or two today to make them even more productive.
Right.
Oh, you're going to find it really boring, Rex.
No, I won't.
I bet you will.
Anything that adds to my knowledge of farming and the countryside is by definition interesting.
I was trying to persuade my dad to come last night.
Your dad?
Well, don't say it like that. He's not a total dinosaur, you know.
No, I wasn't suggesting that.
No, he's always interested in new technology. But unfortunately, he's just too busy to get away at the moment. Shame.
Yeah.
Still, never mind.
You'll just have to make do with me, I'm afraid.
So you're staying in London tonight?
Yes, we catch the train first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Now, there's plenty of food in the freezer, but we seem to be a bit short of milk.
Well, don't look at me. I don't drink this stuff.
I know that, Kate.
Look, if Phoebe or Lillian want some, I'm sure they can buy a pint.
Now, I have already said this to Lillian, Kate, but please be aware that Phoebe needs peace and quiet.
I know, I know.
Her revision is very important.
Yes, but after this morning's exam, she hasn't got any more until next week, has she?
Hasn't she? No. It's maths next week, and that's what she's most worried about.
I won't disturb her. I'm hardly going to be around in the house this week. I've got so much to do if I'm ever going to be ready for the launch of Spiritual Home. I only came back over to say bye-bye, Mum. Have a lovely holiday.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, dear, Dad's getting impatient.
Bye, Jenny. You just relax and enjoy yourself.
I will do my best.
Hanbridge will survive without you.
Yes. Bye. Bye, Mum. Have a good time.
Bye.
Oh, what a relief.
Why do you say that?
I got Dad off my back at last. He had another go at me this morning about the name.
Spiritual Home.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
No, it's rather clever with it being at home farm.
Anyway, by the time they get back, it'll all be ready to go. At least it will if the decorators ever turn up. At this rate, I'm going to have to paint the studio myself.
Do you want me to make a threatening phone call?
Oh, Auntie Lillian, would you? They don't seem to take any notice of me.
There you go. One cappuccino and a slice of carrot cake.
Cheers, Rex. So, did you understand any of that presentation?
Yeah, I got the general gist. It's pretty impressive. I mean, if it's true that on some farms they're saving 100 quid a cow on their costs...
Got to be worth considering, hasn't it?
Though I suspect that guy may have been exaggerating a bit.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, he's a salesman, isn't he? It's what they do. They talk up the possible gains, fail to mention the drawbacks.
Oh, he's a cynic.
And I thought he oversold the idea of how well the system works with robotic milkers.
Well, there's no reason why it shouldn't. I mean, all you're doing is monitoring the progesterone and BHB levels in the milk.
Yeah, I get that.
To maximise good health and fertility.
Yeah, but if you then detect signs of, what's it called? When the cows aren't getting enough nourishment.
Ketosis.
Ah, yeah, that. And you have to adjust their ration.
Yeah.
Well, how's that work with your cows?
How do you mean?
Well, they just eat grass, don't they?
No, we give them concentrates as well.
Right.
Not large amounts, though. So we shouldn't be troubled with ketosis.
Good. How's the cake?
Oh, it's very nice.
I was thinking, maybe we might stop for a meal on the way home.
Oh, well, yeah, we could do that.
Not if you don't want to. I just thought it might
be
nice.
What on earth is she doing here?
Who?
Alice! Alice! Look over here!
Hello. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Oh, I've got reason to be. It's a farming thing. Go on, what's your excuse?
Hello.
Oh, so do you know Rex Fairbrother?
Yeah, of course I do. Hi, Rex.
Hi.
So what on earth brings you here?
Well, I've got a couple of days off and Chris is doing a job just up the road.
But since when have you been interested in cows?
This event isn't just about cows. It's about new technology.
Yeah, farming technology.
Yeah, which these days is not a million miles away from what I do.
What do you do?
Engineering.
Aeronautical engineering.
But take something like GPS navigation systems.
I mean, Adam's got them on all his kit. Tractor, crop sprayer, the lot.
No, everyone does in Arable.
Yeah, and there's a company here today that is one of the leaders in the field, so I thought I'd come say hello.
But you hate agriculture.
No, I don't.
Well, you never wanted to be involved in the family business.
It's so much more interesting these days. Oh, Adam was telling me about this thing you're doing on his herbal lays, mob grazing cattle.
Oh, that's just about soil improvements. You know, like building up the carbon levels.
I wouldn't mind coming to have a look sometime.
Seriously?
I am allowed to be interested in things other than aircraft, you know.
Well, anytime.
It's worth a look. Very impressive.
Oh, how are you getting home tonight?
Oh, I came with Chris.
Oh, yes. You said.
Only the job is going to take him till late this evening, so what I'm going to do in the meantime...
Well, do you want to lift with us?
Oh.
Only we were talking about stopping off for a meal somewhere.
Oh, well...
So, I mean, you probably wouldn't be home much earlier.
No, I think I'd rather head straight home, actually, Rex.
Won't you be starving by then?
Well, we can always stop at the services for a sandwich.
I thought the yurts were going to be for accommodation.
Eventually, yes, but because the treatment rooms in the barn aren't ready yet, I'm going to use them for therapy sessions.
And you've got people who can do all these things?
Oh, yeah, I've got the therapists all lined up. I just need to get the boiler working so there's hot water for the showers. Oh, and the studio painted.
Yeah, the decorators promised they'd be here first thing tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much for sorting that out, Lillian.
It's my pleasure. And what's this for?
Oh, this is the fire pit.
The fire pit?
Yeah, we light a bonfire in the evenings and everyone sits around.
What, and drinks wine?
Or organic juices and herbal teas. We'll give it a go at the summer solstice next week. I've invited a few friends over. You must come.
Does it involve staying up and greeting the dawn?
It'll be fun.
Look, talking of drinking wine, I think the sun is pretty much over the yardarm. Shall we go back over to the house and drink a toast to Brian's absence and the future of spiritual home?
You know, I think that sounds like an excellent idea.
Chicken salad.
That's mine.
Mine's a BLT.
There you go.
Thanks, Rex.
So Chris was okay about you abandoning him?
Yeah, yeah. Means he can finish the job at his leisure. Oh, by the way, I was really sorry to hear about you and Matthew.
Oh, you know about that?
From my mother-in-law.
Oh, you can't keep anything quiet in Ambridge, can you?
Who needs Facebook when you've got Susan? It's a shame, though. I thought he was really nice.
Yeah, so did I. Ah, but, you know, long-distance relationships.
You didn't consider jacking it all in and joining him up north?
No way. No, and he wasn't going to leave his job, so... Well, that was the problem, really. We're both too much committed to our careers at the moment to get involved in a serious relationship.
Well, what about a non-serious relationship?
I don't think so.
Why not? Hey, it's Chris's birthday bash next week. There'll be lots of fit young men there. You can take your pick.
Oh, the last thing I need at the moment is any kind of romantic involvement.
It doesn't have to be romantic. Play the field, why not?
Well, I think I'm going to embrace chastity for a while.
Oh, come on. You're far too young to be a nun. Isn't she, Rex?
yeah.
Oh, dear. Had my wrist slapped again.
What?
I came out the loo and Phoebe was waiting for me on the landing.
Oh, what's her problem now?
I'm making too much noise, as expected.
We're only chatting, for heaven's sake.
Well, we're laughing too loud, apparently. So really, Kate,
no, she hasn't got any exams for nearly a week. You think she could let her hair down for one evening?
Shh.
Is there any more in that bottle?
We must be quieter, Kate. Yeah, I told you, we should have gone to the pub.
When we have access to Dad's wine store.
The food's good there now, too. You know, they're doing this tasting menu, yeah. All their best-selling dishes in tiny portions.
Well, I don't suppose they do a vegan version, do they?
Probably not. Oh, it does look yummy, though. I popped in to see Jolene earlier, and Toby Fairbrother was there.
Oh, Lillian.
Trying to persuade Wayne to let him order it as a takeaway.
Oh, don't remind me.
Of what?
You know perfectly well.
Oh, you mean the day the swimming pool turned purple?
Stop it.
Come on, Kate. That was your finest hour.
I don't know what's got into you lately.
What do you mean?
You're so... boisterous!
Boisterous me!
Have you been up to something? You have, haven't you?
I couldn't possibly comment. What on earth?
It's Phoebe.
I think it's time we opened another bottle, don't you?
settle already. I was hoping to come with you.
Oh, sorry. I knocked on your door, but you weren't there.
Oh, no. I've been into Borchester.
Well, never mind. Another day, since you're so interested.
I'm allowed.
I mean, it's not like yesterday's event. It's just a bunch of animals.
Oh, talking of yesterday...
What?
I couldn't help noticing that Rex Fairbrother fancies you rotten.
Oh, he does not.
He was gazing at you longingly with great big cow eyes.
You're imagining things.
And he was a bit hacked off that you'd offered me a lift home.
But we're just good mates. I'm having dinner with his brother tonight.
I thought you'd given up on that.
No, it's not a date. It's purely business.
With Toby Fairbrother.
But anyway, where are you off to?
Well, I'm just going down to the farmhouse. I've got a little present for Phoebe. She's in the middle of A2s.
Oh, yeah. So's Josh.
She gets so stressed, the poor thing.
Well, I remember what it was like. Oh, I used to hate exams.
I bought her a little lavender pillow. It's supposed to encourage restful sleep. Oh, actually, why don't you come down with me? We can have a cup of tea.
And of all the wonderful events that were going on at the weekend, all the different people who were doing their bit for the occasion, who do they choose to feature? Look!
It's only one small photo.
Injured flood hero joins in community
There efforts. Are pages and pages of coverage.
I just can't bear that they keep calling him a hero after what he did.
Nobody knows what he did. We don't know what he did.
He must have done something.
But they do know what Helen did to him.
Yes.
As far as everyone else is concerned, he's the injured party.
Oh, and he's playing the part, isn't he? Milking it for all he's worth.
He did nearly die, Pat.
I know.
You know he's no friend of mine, and I can't bear him pretending to be Henry's father, stealing him away like that. But if we didn't see through him, Pat, why should anyone else?
It's just there's no getting away from him, is there?
He's still our son-in-law, like it or not. And actually, that I've been thinking.
What about?
Sunday. Suppose we agree to Rob's request to have Henry.
No, no! Why should we?
Then we could drive up to the prison and you could meet baby Jack.
Oh. Well, that would be lovely.
And I could see my daughter on Father's Day. Rob's only asking for this as a one-off. And with this hearing about both the boys coming up soon, wouldn't it be a good idea to show willing? You know, demonstrate that we're prepared to be flexible, to deal with the whole business of access in a grown-up and civilised manner.
Oh, yes.
But this is Henry's and baby Jack's future we're dealing with, Pat.
And Helen's too.
And anything we can do, any little thing to persuade the court that we are reasonable, cooperative people...
Oh, you're right. Of course you're right. And I can't wait to meet my little grandson. But it still makes my blood boil letting that man have his way.
So, shall I ring him or not?
Okay. Let's do it.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Have you been having a party?
Not me, no.
Well, then who?
Who do you think?
Oh, no, surely not.
This is all down to Mum and Lillian.
What, just the two of them?
Yes.
All these bottles?
They were at it till nearly midnight last night.
Oh, Phoebe. I made the supper and they left me to clear up everything.
All right, well, look, come and sit down.
And I kept asking them to keep the noise down, but they took no notice.
All right, well, let me make you a cup of tea.
There's no milk.
Oh. Dear.
Auntie Lillian said she'd get some, but she didn't. And I left them to get their own lunch and look at it.
How can two people make this much mess?
I think I'd better make tracks, Alice. Phoebe needs the tea more than I do.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you a call.
All right. Bye, Phoebe.
Bye.
Good luck.
Right. You are not going to clear this lot up.
I can't just leave it.
Yes, you can.
Mum barely knows how to work the dishwasher.
Well, she'll have to read the instructions, won't she?
I've tried to explain, but she just won't listen. And I've warned her before about putting stuff on Facebook.
Facebook? What's that going
She's to... put out an open invitation for her solstice thing next week.
Oh, you're kidding me.
She doesn't give me a second thought.
Well, look, don't worry. Probably nothing will come of it.
An open invitation on Facebook.
I can't believe anyone's going to be mad enough to turn up in Ambridge at the crack of dawn.
They will come, believe me.
Well, look, anyway, leave all this. Go and grab your books and your laptop. You're coming back to the nest with me.
Right. All done.
You've spoken to him?
I told him that we will accommodate his request in respect of Father's Day. And we'll have Henry on Friday next week.
Friday?
Is that a problem?
Well, only that we won't have seen him for nearly a fortnight.
But you'll have seen Jack.
Yes.
Robbie is still insisting on referring to the poor child as Gideon.
You didn't tell him we were going up on Sunday.
Well, I mentioned it in passing. Can't do any harm, can it?
Oh, I suppose not. I just don't like him knowing somehow.
Forget about him. Hey, let's have a look online and see if we can find a decent B&B. And then we can travel up on Saturday afternoon.
Was that fair on Tom? Leaving him to cope on his own in the shop?
He'll be all right. He can always ask Susan to come in.
Well, I've had to ask Susan to do extra hours tomorrow because Clary's going to be off. She's got the Sterlings coming over to Grange Farm.
Well, maybe Kirsty will help.
I don't know.
Leave it to Tom. After all, you had to cope without him on Tuesday so he could have his away day sheep shearing in Wales. Now it's our turn.
I suppose.
Oh, come on. Cheer up, Pat. You're going to meet your grandson. Isn't that something to look forward to?
There you go. One glass of finest Aussie Plonk.
I'm a great fan of Aussie Plonk.
Especially their later recordings.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What have you done with Bert?
Oh, yeah, he's gone to the pub.
You chucked him out of his own house.
On the contrary, I invited him to share our humble supper, but he was even more sceptical than you about my cooking abilities.
I'm not alone, then.
Said he'd prefer to take his chances down the bull.
No, I have to say, whatever it is you're cooking smells pretty good.
Well, actually, my hors d'oeuvres should be ready to serve.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Or do you call them canapés these days?
Don't ask me.
I'm not very well up on my foodie terminology. Yes. Just nicely warmed through, I reckon.
They look yummy.
Just a little amuse-bouche to whet your appetite.
What are they?
Sourdough toasts with, well, a whole range of things. You know what Yotam Ottolenghi's like.
Who?
Why use one ingredient when you can use seven?
No, who's Yotam Singhi?
Only the most preeminent chef de nos jours. Don't tell me you've never heard of him.
Well, and this is one of his recipes.
Taste and be amazed. Careful, it's hot.
Delicious.
That's just the beginning. And I didn't check if there's anything you don't eat, so I've prepared a variety of little dishes.
If you came to Zabba with me, you'd get a bowl of chilli and that'll be it.
Well, have I persuaded you yet, though?
Well...
To lend your dulcet tones to my film?
My tones are not remotely dulcet, and I don't know what makes you think I'd be any good at doing a voiceover.
Oh, I mean, you can read, though. I mean,
yes, but...
You do have a wonderful voice.
What's going on here, Toby?
Now, would Madam be ready for her next course?
Cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
How are you getting on?
It's been brilliant. So calm and quiet.
Well, only Chris will be home in about half an hour, so I can't guarantee continuing peace.
I ought to stop anyway. Go home and face the music.
Oh, no, you can stay for supper. Please do.
Chris won't mind.
Of course he won't.
That would be lovely.
Let your mum and Lillian fend for themselves.
The trouble is, well, apart from the noise and the mess and everything, Mum's planning this event to launch her business.
What, the solstice thing?
No, that's just some excuse for having a party and getting stoned. The launch is the week after, and, well, she's really not a businesswoman.
I can believe that.
She doesn't understand about planning and budgets and all that sort of thing.
Auntie Lillian does.
Yeah, and she's helped a bit. But she's got her own business to run.
Not to mention whatever it is she does for Justin Elliott.
So whenever Mum's got a problem, she comes barging into my room or, Phoebe, you've got to help me. But the whole thing sounds completely bonkers to me.
Why? What's she got planned?
Well, instead of having it at some sensible time, she's starting it in the evening and planning to go on into the night.
Oh, you're kidding.
So she can do a bonfire while she serves up vegan food and wheatgrass.
Well, that's not going to keep people going through the night.
She's doing taster sessions of different therapies in the yurts.
I thought there were meant to be treatment rooms in the barn.
They're not ready yet.
Well, and she's got therapists booked, has she?
So she says.
Well, you're going to be there all night?
I don't know. I just know it's supposed to be happening 2 weeks today. So for the next fortnight, Mum is going to be completely manic.
That's probably why Dad arranged to be away this week.
Right for him.
Well, when's your last exam?
The 27th.
Oh, the day before your birthday.
Yep. On the 28th, I get to be 18. Officially grown up. Unlike my mother.
Are you going to have a party?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you can see why I want you to do the voiceover. I am so rubbish.
Yes, you are. And I told you I didn't want my face on camera.
Well, there's only that one shot where you can see your face.
That's one more than I said.
Okay, but what I was trying to do was to place upper-class eggs in the context of the wider environment.
Of Brookfield?
Exactly.
By making out you own the place?
No.
Well, that's what it looks like. It gives the impression that the entire farm is given over to your eggs and geese.
Oh, it doesn't.
I caught one glimpse of the hindquarters of Hereford out of focus on the edge of shot. Not a single sheep, or dairy cow, or field of wheat.
But I'm not trying to market Brookfield.
No. You could have been a lot cleverer, Toby.
Right.
Your business would never even have got off the ground if it hadn't been for the massive helping hand you had from my mum and dad.
I know that.
You're shooting a promotional film on their farm. It never occurred to you to consult them?
Well,
They've had decades of farming experience. And if you'd shown how the eggs and geese fit into the whole ecology of a well-established farm, it might have made the business look a bit more plausible.
But if we're going to have any chance of long-term survival, we have to focus in on the
simple
message.
Your long-term survival depends on not getting up the noses of my mum and dad.
I understand what you're saying, but...
No, I don't think you do, Toby. I don't think you get it at all. We're already selling food from this farm. We have an excellent website, a proper infrastructure.
Ooh, Brookfield is great.
So, as I say, if you'd have been cleverer, maybe you could have tapped into that. Maybe your video could have been on our website, seen by our customer base.
Pip.
Instead of trying to exploit our farm without giving it a passing mention. Now, I must go.
What? Thanks for a lovely supper. Shame about the rest of the evening.
When you remember what it was like this time last year.
It's as if the flood never happened, isn't it?
Although I do keep noticing what's changed.
Mm. Oh, like the bull, you mean?
It's more the little things. Mm. A missing tree, a new fence where there used to be an old head, you know.
Still recognisably Ambridge, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And Grey Gables is just as we left it.
New carpet upstairs.
Oh, that was overdue for replacement. But bookings are well up on last year.
Yes, I'm afraid you've got to admit, darling, that the old place is functioning perfectly well without you.
Yeah, I know. All those years, I thought I was indispensable.
So, no secret yearning to come back and take over?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Kathy and Roy are doing a terrific job.
Yeah, and Ian.
And I'm perfectly happy to leave them to get on with it. You know, I really don't miss it at all.
Well, in Italy, you don't, I know. I just worry that when we move back...
I will be fine, Oliver. What about you?
Me? Oh, I was born to be a gentleman of leisure.
Oh, no, you weren't. Look how you hung on to your few acres at Grange Farm.
Oh, I'm letting someone else farm it now.
Oh, talking of Grange Farm...
Oh, yes, we'd better make a move, hadn't we? Can't wait to see the old place again.
Oh, yeah. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
It was still a building site when we left.
And the garden was a muddy mess.
Well, if the rest of the village is anything to go by, it should be looking lovely now.
Any road, or you move the sofa in the sitting room so you can't see the bit where Ollie was sick on the carpet.
Oh, dear.
And that stain on the ceiling in the hall, where the water came through.
No, don't tell me.
Oh, I swear it's got bigger in the night.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it now. And that's the best I can do with this floor.
Oh, no one's going to notice that.
We can't bring those chairs back inside.
Oh, we have to, Edward.
They're still soaking wet.
Oh, I told you, it rained in the night.
Only a little shower.
There's more than that, I'm afraid, Mum.
Well, we can't leave everything out there. Be the first thing they see when they arrive.
We're going to have to tell them what happened. I mean, we've done our best to clean it up.
I meant to have another go at repairing that crack in the wall, but what with everything else?
At least we can't be blamed for that.
Where's Dad?
He's gone back to bed. Dare say the Stirlings can get by without inspecting his bedroom. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Well, there are pigs everywhere.
Well, not everywhere.
We just passed one lot in the field back there, and...
Well, here's some more.
Well, these are little ones. Wieners.
Yes, but what are they doing right next to the house?
Well, you remember Ed had his cattle stolen. I guess he's decided to diversify.
But this isn't the farm. This is our garden.
Well, there wasn't much garden left after the flood.
That's not the point.
No, but you're right. They really shouldn't be there.
And if Ed had his cattle stolen, then what are those over there?
Well, he did mention that they were taking in a few store cattle.
A few? There's loads of them. What's all this furniture doing out here?
Oh, look, here's Ed. Morning.
Hiya. Oh, good to see you.
Yes, and you, Ed.
Morning.
Hello, Caroline.
So, how are things with you, eh?
Oh, not so bad. You know, getting in the contracting works, you know, making a living.
And you've acquired quite a bit of livestock, I see.
Oh, well, seeing as we had the land. But, no, the wieners, they're not meant to be by the house. That was just a temporary measure. Only some of the store cattle got out. We had to sort the fencing.
Oh, bad luck. No,
we will move them, don't worry. The porkers are ready for market. The little ones will go up there.
And the lawn?
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll make it good. We'll put down some new turf. Anyway, do you want to come inside? Say hello to Mum and Dad?
So how are they? Fully recovered?
From
the vomiting bug?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, they're fine.
Good.
Though Grandad's still a bit under the weather.
Excuse me, Ed. Tell me, why is all that furniture out here?
Ah, well...
And is that one of the new rugs?
I'm afraid there's been a bit of an accident.
Oh, Jack, your friend the robin's come back. He's sitting on the bush just behind your head. Can you hear him? Oh, yeah, he's singing just for you.
Morning.
Oh, you scared the robin away. Oh,
sorry. He'll be back. Oh, how you doing?
Okay. I had some good news.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sort of good news. My mum's coming up on Sunday.
That's definite, is it?
Yeah. All arranged.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she's going to meet Jack. Dad'll take him out.
Hey, I bet she's well chuffed about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she can't wait. Oh, Kaz. She'll be just beyond that wall. I won't be allowed to see her.
I know. Mad, isn't it?
I miss her. I miss her so much.
I know. I know you do.
I'm so sorry about that, Caroline. Joe knows perfectly well not to bring the ferrets in the house.
It's just he's not too well at the moment.
Nothing serious, I hear.
If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times.
To be honest, he's a bit upset at having to leave Grange Farm again.
And he finds it sort of comforting having the ferrets around.
Just made me jump, that's all.
You say it was the bath overrunning that caused all this damp?
We've done our best to dry it. We really have.
But if it was just bath water, why has it left brown stains everywhere?
And why has it spread so far?
I can't explain it. You'd have to get the bathroom floor up, see what's under there. Must be the joist or something.
We will make good the damage, though, won't we, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, of course we will. We'll repaint the ceilings.
Stick the wallpaper back where it's peeling off.
I'm afraid the dining room wallpaper's beyond redemption.
Yeah, probably. And I'm not sure the rug's ever going to dry out.
No, that's definitely had it.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. It was an accident, and our insurance will doubtless cover it.
What, you reckon?
Oh,
that's a relief.
But there are a few other things. Like the broken banister.
I'll fix that, don't worry.
The felt-tip drawings on the landing.
That was Kira.
I've done my best to clean them off.
There do seem to be some rather nasty stains on this carpet.
Really?
Mm. Under the sofa there.
Oh, that was Holly.
Holly?
George's dog.
I'm rather more concerned about the crack in the kitchen wall.
Sorry, I did have a go at fixing it.
Yes, I can see. How long has it been there?
Oh, we first noticed it about a month back.
But it has got wider since.
Oh, dear. That's a bit worrying.
Anyway, you sit down. I'm going to make us all a nice cup of tea.
So I get Jaden all cleaned up and dressed, but there I am, still covered in it.
Oh, dear.
So I say to Mrs. Twit, will she hold Jaden while I get myself cleaned
Irene's
up?
Irene's very good with the babies, isn't she?
As long as she remembers to turn down the volume. Anyway, she plonks herself down and gives him a little cuddle. Uh-oh, someone's hungry.
Oh, Jack, not yet, surely.
You're a growing lad, aren't you, Jack?
All right. Come on, then. Let's give it a go. But I'm warning you, this is your last chance. You mess this up, and it's the bottle for you, little man. Okay. Oh, ow, 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 ow. Anyway, you were saying, Irene... Mrs. Twit.
Yeah. So I found myself a clean T-shirt and she's chatting away to Jaden. And I suddenly realise she's wearing odd shoes.
Odd shoes?
Yeah. One slip-on and one lace-up.
But she's usually so immaculate.
I know. Never a hair out of place, has she?
I don't believe you.
Hey, you have a look when you go back in. Anyway, I'm stood there thinking, where was your head at when you was getting dressed this morning? Maybe... her and Mr. Twit were having a quickie before work.
Stop it,
Oh. What?
Jack, he's sucking away like it's never been a problem for him.
Oh, there, see?
I wasn't thinking about it.
Told you he would.
I was listening to you and laughing and... you did that, didn't you? You distracted me. And he just latched on just like that.
Nothing to do with me.
Oh. Thank you. Oh,
come on now. Nothing to get upset about. You done that, not me. You got Jack feeding properly, all on your own. Ain't no one else can do that for you.
6 months they've been here, Oliver.
I know.
It was pristine when they moved in. How can one family wreak so much havoc?
Well, most of it's superficial.
Oh, look, I know you have a soft spot for the Grundys, darling, but honestly...
It's a week's work for a decorator.
Oh, and the garden?
We'll give them a period of notice, a bit of time to get things in order.
tea's just come in.
Splendid.
I just wanted to ask, Oliver. I know we need to move the pigs... and do something about the lawn and fix the shed.
What's wrong with the shed?
Oh, nothing. Just needs a bit of fixing. I wanted to check. You haven't changed your mind about the land?
What?
Well, my tenancy.
No, of course not. It'll run its course.
Only I can see you're not happy with the house.
Well, I can't pretend I'm not disappointed.
But it has nothing to do with your tenancy, Ed. That's on the land. Nothing's changed there, nothing at all.
Well, that's a relief.
No, well, we have an agreement.
Have you thought about where you're going to live?
Yeah, it's all sorted. Will's letting Mum and Dad and Grandad have number one the green.
And you?
Back with the in-laws.
Right, tea's up.
Oh, I say, look at that cake. Mm.
It's only a Victoria sponge. But I thought that's something you probably don't get in Italy.
No, indeed we don't. Now, Ed's told us you've all got somewhere to live when you leave here.
We will have, when our Williams tenants leave.
Good, because Caroline and I have decided that we're going to buy a house in Italy.
We're going to live there permanently?
No, it'll be a holiday home, but when we're in Ambridge, we'll stay at Grey Gables.
So, Grange Farm?
We're going to sell Grange Farm.
Sell it?
Yes. We'll be putting it on the market in the next few weeks.
So we'll be giving you 3 months' notice, I'm afraid.
Time enough to sort things out and get those pigs moved.
Oh, we will. We will, won't we, Eddie?
3 months. Then it's goodbye Grange Farm.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. It's just... well, it's Dad, to be honest. He sort of allowed himself to dream that he could see out his days at Grange Farm.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Oh, don't apologise.
No, you've done us a huge favour letting us stay here as long as we have.
As for Joe, well, he's going to have to face reality, like the rest of us. The party's over.
Mm-hmm.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.